what that music say?
Yes, sir, Amos. That music say, good health to all from Rexall, the stores with the orange and blue sign.
Yes, 10,000 independent Rexall druggists at the stores with the orange and blue sign bring you transcribed The Amos and Andy Show. Written by Joe Connolly and Bob Mosier, featuring Ernestine Wade, Johnny Lee, Amanda Randolph, Roy Glenn, Ruby Dandridge, Vince Townsend, Lillian Randolph, Jeff Alexander's music, yours truly, Harlow Wilcox, and starring radio's all-time favorites, Freeman Gosden and Charles Carell. Amos and Andy!
How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? I am Charles Carell. I happened to drop in at our Rexall drugstore last week, and I ran into a friend of mine I had seen in the store before. So I said, say, Bob, are you in here all the time? And he said, well, the fact is, I do stop in here at least once a week, because if I don't, I'm going to miss some values, like the free offer right now on a sample of Bismarex antacid, and a lot of other specials all around the drugstore. So, if you want to make sure you don't miss them, friends, do like my friend Bob does. Just drop in once a week or more at your Rexall family drugstore.
The annual picnic of the Mystic Knights of the Sea Lodge Hall is always the big social event of the spring season. Right now, Sapphire and her mother are making preparations for the affair as the kingfish watches.
Sapphire, I figured I'd put half a chicken in each one of our box lunches.
Yes, you know, I think box lunches is a much better idea than last year when we barbecued that whole pig.
Yeah, that was a mess, all right. All them hungry brothers hanging around the pit. They couldn't wait for the food to get done. I bent over to see how the pig was doing when that nearsighted brother Jackson poured barbecue sauce on my bald head. Thank you, Mama. Thank you very much. You really a jolly old toad today.
Now, never mind, Mama. What about the picnic?
Well, the worst part of the picnic is when we got to serving the food. I never see such a mess of gate crashes and freeloaders in my life. I managed to get myself a loin of pork about a foot long, and I was sitting under a tree nibbling on the thing, when I run into a total stranger eating his way from the other end.
Well, I hope the men behave themselves this year. It was a disgrace the way they was flirting with all the women.
Nobody was safe. I joined the crowd to watch a potato race, and some wolf pinched me.
Now, wait a minute, Mama, wait a minute. We was way out in the country there. You probably mistook a woodpecker for romance.
That no good friend of yours, Andy Brown, it was just outrageous the way he was chasing all the girls.
Oh, what you talking about? He was only trying to get in the spirit. Andy is just a great big friendly hound dog.
He treed that young widow Wilson twice.
Now, listen. Listen, Mama, you was out for a little romance yourself. You and that old man Witherspoon was together all the time.
Oh, George, what you talking about? Him and Mama was just doing the dishes.
Listen, I see them holding hands under that greasy dishwater. That was a rinse-o romance if ever I seen one.
Well, if you men just behave yourself this year, we ought to have a wonderful picnic.
Well, I've been the kingfish of the lodge now for 25 years, and we'll never match the one we had back in 1929. That was the year that fun-loving brother Gaylord done spiked a barrel of lemonade with a quarter antifreeze. Yeah, what a glorious catastrophe. We knew it had been a success when we had to bring half the members home strapped on top of the bus. lovely picnic, ain't it, Brother Ender?
Yeah, Kingfish, except for the bus trip up here. I took a snooze and some wise guy filled my derby with potato salad.
Yeah. Well, if we run short, I'll let you know, Ender. But say, Brother Ender, we've been here a half hour already, and I noticed that you ain't lined yourself up no picnic playmates yet. Ha, you know, there's a lot of pretty gals around here.
Yeah, but I'm going to be careful this year. I'm looking for a gal that's young and pretty, and has also got the faint aroma of fried chicken coming out of her picnic basket.
Well, I'll see you later, Ender. There's a rumor around that there's a garter snake in the girl's bathhouse. I'm not going to investigate.
Yeah, who started the rumor?
I did.
I thought... Hold on, Kingfish, hold on. Now, let me see if I can find out just the right gal around here. Then I can... Uh-oh. Who is this fat gal waddling up to me here with the straw hamper?
Oh, excuse me, but I noticed you standing here. Is you alone on the picnic like I am?
No, no, I'm meeting somebody. A whole party of people I'm meeting.
Well, that's a shame, because I have a whole turkey, a half a ham in my picnic basket here, along with a big chocolate cake, hot biscuits, and 2 quarts of potato salad. I'm looking for someone that's all alone to share it with.
Someone that's all alone? Shake hands with the lone wolf.
Oh, I'm so glad you are alone. My name is Poinsettia.
Yeah, well, mine is Andrew Hawk Brown. And now that I have met you, it would be a pleasure to make the acquaintance of your ham and turkey.
Oh, Andy, you're so cute. You know, lots of men would want to be seen with a fat girl like me.
Oh, don't worry about that, honey. I is the type that likes a gal for her character. But you show you got a whole turkey in there, ain't you?
Oh, yeah. I've even got a quart of ice. All packed in ice.
You got more character than I thought you did. You know, Poinsettia, we're going to have a big time today. I'm going to take you on the merry-go-round, on all the rides, and we're going to play all the games together. I ain't going to leave your side all day.
Oh, and no fooling?
Well, maybe a little in the bus on the way home. Yeah, Kingfish, I done give the landlord notice on my room here, and me and Poinsettia's gonna be married on the 25th.
Holy mackerel, Ender, you only met the gal 3 days ago on a picnic. You already done set the wedding date, huh?
Yeah.
Even Roy Rogers couldn't put his brand on a heifer that quick. Yeah, but, ain't she a little on the plump side, Ender?
Oh, yeah, but she wears nice clothes and always has her hair fixed nice and is well-groomed. Oh, I tell you, Kingfish, she's about the neatest looking fat slob I done ever seen.
Yeah, and that great menagerie known as marriage, you can't go wrong with a happy hippopotamus. No.
Yeah, well, I'm packing up all my stuff here, getting ready to move out. I'm throwing away a lot of stuff I don't need no more.
Oh, yeah, cleaning house here, huh? Getting rid of the old stuff. Yeah, what you throwing away here, boy?
Oh, that. Well, that is the dance program for my first dance, Kingfish.
Let me look in here.
Yeah, go ahead.
First dance, Alfred Watkins. Second dance, Freddie Howard. Third dance, Tom Henderson. Manny, you didn't dance with nothing but boys.
Yeah, well, it was a small school, and it didn't have gals enough to go around. I was only 9, and the dancing teacher only passed out the gals to the fellows that was old enough to appreciate them, you know.
Well, you're throwing away a lot of stuff here from your old romantic past, Andy. What is this thing here?
Oh, well, during the war, I was going with a gal that worked for the IRT subway. Oh, it was a beautiful romance, Kingfish. And when we busted up, she gave me her motorman's glove.
Yeah, the gal had quite a claw on her, didn't she?
Yeah, when she'd run her fingers through my hair, it was like smooching with an eagle.
Well, you were lucky getting a gal like this Poinsettia. I understand she got a lot of money, too, Ender.
Oh, sure. Poor Papa's given us $6,000 to buy a little honeymoon cottage in the country up at Pleasant Acres. We got it picked out and everything. Oh, yeah. We're really gonna, wait a minute. Hello? Oh, hello, Poinsettia. Yeah, what's that? Oh, me. Well, now, don't get upset, my honey bun. Yeah, I know it's awful, but Andy's gonna take care of it. Yeah. But now, just don't upset your big old self. Goodbye.
Well, what's the matter, Andy?
Oh, me, Kingfisher. Know that honeymoon cottage we had picked out?
Yeah?
Well, somebody else done took an option on it. A Mr. and Mrs. Jenkins. Look like they're gonna get it, too. Poinsettia's so upset she wants to postpone the wedding.
Well, now listen, Andy, you can't take no chances on missing out on this rich gal. We'll get a hold of this Mr. and Mrs. Jenkins and see if there ain't some way to get them to give up the house.
Yeah, me and Poinsettia has gotta get that cottage at Pleasant Acres, cause I has given up my room. I'll tell you one thing. I ain't gonna spend my honeymoon in no flop house.
Oh, I don't blame you.
Good evening. This is your Rexall family druggist, one like those in your own hometown. We've made the word Rexall part of our own store names because we recommend and sell Rexall drug products. For example, our modern line of Ann Delafield cosmetics puts old-fashioned beauty aids way out of date. Ann Delafield's all-purpose deep cream is all beauty creams in one, the only cream a modern woman needs. And Delafield's face powders have a built-in foundation. And Delafield's lipsticks double as a cream rouge. So be sure to try this modern line of luxury cosmetics by Ann Delafield. You'll find them in beautiful golden containers at Rexall Drug Stores exclusively.
Well, Andy, here's Mr. Jenkins' office. Now, if this thing here works, I think we're going to be able to get to drop that option he's got on your honeymoon cottage in Pleasant Acres.
Yeah. We're supposed to be from the railroad company, huh? Mm-hmm. And we're going to tell him that we're putting a new roadbed right next to the cottage.
Yeah, that's right, Andy. In them overalls and striped cap, you look just like that great engineer, Greasy Jones.
Yeah, well, let's get in there. Knock on the door.
Come in. Can I help you?
Yeah, sir. How you do, sir? You is Mr. Jenkins, ain't you?
Yes.
Allow me to introduce ourselves. I is Mainline Stevens, president of the Atchison, Topeka, and the Pleasant Acres Railroad.
Huh. How do you do?
And this here is my chief engineer here, Heavy Throttle Brown. You have to excuse his appearance here, but he just highballed it in from St. Louis.
Highballed?
Oh, sure. On a long trip like that, I always ducks back to the club car for a couple of snorts.
Well, as I say, you have to excuse Heavy Throttle here. He ain't been the same since he stuck his head out of the cab in a narrow tunnel, you see.
Well, what's this about the Pleasant Acres Railroad? I have an option on a house in Pleasant Acres.
Oh, yeah, sir. Well, you see, our road is expanding now, and I took a look at our plans this morning, and according to our survey, our main line is going to split your house right down the middle.
Well, I absolutely refuse to move.
Well, you can stay there if you want to, but if you get up in the morning to brush your teeth, I suggest you consult your timetable before you head for the bathroom.
Yeah, now you better syncopate your watch, too. Because if you misjudge the schedule, you're liable to end up riding the cowcatcher to Chicago in your pajamas.
Well, my wife and I want that house in the worst way. I'll go to court and fight this thing.
Well, a woman fought us on it over New Jersey. Court made us move the tracks 15 feet, but didn't do her much good. We still run the tracks right by our back door.
Right by our back door?
Yeah, she come out one morning and bent over to pick up a milk bottle just as the train was going by. The mail hook got her, and she wound up sitting in the dead letter office at Washington, D.C.
Not only that, the government made her husband pay to return postage on her.
Oh, yeah, sir. Well, you gotta get out of there, mister. We got you under the law of empty domain, the Iron Horse Amendment, and the Gander Dancy Bill of 1875.
Well, I can't quite understand what you're talking about, but I'm not gonna buy a house near a railroad. I'm calling my broker and canceling that option.
Now you're doing the smart thing. That's what you is.
Oh, yeah, Mr. Jenkins, because when you and your wife is having breakfast some morning, I'd hate to come along and flatten your wheat cakes with my diesel.
Come on here, Miss Otto. See you later. See you later.
Oh, boy, Kingfish, it worked. I'm going to get a hold of Amos now and finish my packing.
Yeah, and in a few days, you'll be carrying your bride over the threshold of your honeymoon cottage.
Carry her across the threshold? Well, I hope I don't get that big fat bundle of joy stuck in the doorway. That would be a fine way to start a married life out. Yeah, Amos, I thought I could take these trunks and store them over at your place.
Yeah, well, that's fine. You sure got a lot of stuff here. And look at all these loose books and papers and everything you got around here.
Oh, yeah, I never throwed nothing away.
Yeah, see, I'll take all these and pack, say, what is this legal-looking paper here? Dated 1927. Got a gal's name on it, Mary Bell Hobson. What is that?
Oh, that's nothing, Amos. That's just my old marriage license.
Yeah, well, if you and Poinsettia went, your marriage license?
Yeah, I took it out when me and Mary Bell got married.
Wait a minute, Andy. You mean to say that you has been married before? I has knowed you almost all your life, and I ain't never heard of this.
Well, this happened that summer you went away to visit your aunt. I got a job on a pig farm right outside of Marietta, Georgia. There was a gal working there that used to help me take care of the pigs. And used to call her the pig woman.
A gal, huh? Well, knowing you, I ain't surprised you wound up playing Piggy Wiggy.
No, Amos. There was nothing to it. She was going to get some money if she married by a certain time. So she asked me to marry her so she could get the money, and then she was going to null up the marriage.
Yeah, well, now look here, Andy. Was the marriage ever annulled?
Well, I don't know. Right after the marriage, I caught a train for back home, and then right after that, you and me come up here to New York. That was over 25 years ago, and I ain't seen or heard from her since.
Andy, look here, if that other marriage ain't annulled, you'll be committing bigamy.
Oh, me. Yeah, I think I'll get hold of the Kingfish and go over and see our lawyer, Calhoun. This is a mess,
ain't it? Oh, it certainly is, Andy.
You know something? I would have had a beautiful, carefree romance today if I'd have slapped them hogs by myself.
Yeah, that's right.
Hello there, this is Harlow Wilcox with a word for people who take vitamins. The word is Plenamins, one of the best balanced vitamin formulas known. Rexall Plenamins give you 10 important nutrition-protecting vitamins plus 3 important extras. In fact, Plenamins give you more than your minimum daily requirement of all vitamins with known minimums. And the 3 important extras, iron, liver concentrate, and vitamin B12, aid in the formation of red blood cells. So remember, friends, Rexall Plenamins mean vitamins aplenty. Yet, these potent Rexall multivitamins are yours for only pennies a day. Get your supply now. Get Rexall Plenamins, Plenamins, at the friendly stores with the orange and blue sign. Rexall drugstores everywhere.
Now, calm down, Brother Andy. We're going to get you out of this mess somehow.
Yeah, well, let's get in here and see Algonquin J. Calhoun.
Hiya, boys.
Well, hiya, Calhoun. You busy right now?
Yeah, I'm working on a case. My brother Iroquois is in jail.
Iroquois is in jail?
Yeah.
What done happened?
Well, he was sitting at home the other night all by himself when all of a sudden he heard the fire engine coming down the street. Well, he rushed out of the house. Rushed across the street, got a ladder and put it up to the second story window of a hotel and pulled out 3 gals.
Yeah, well, what did you arrest him for?
The hotel wasn't on fire. Oh.
Yeah, well, tell him your sad story, Andy.
Yeah, well, Calhoun, 25 years ago, I married a gal down in Georgia.
Yeah.
Now, it was supposed to be nulled up, but I ain't sure.
Uh-huh.
Now I'm going to marry a gal up here, and I don't know what to do.
Well, now, wait a minute here. Let me mull this thing over here. One wife here and one wife in Georgia. Andy, I got a solution to the whole thing.
Great, great. What is it?
Looks like you're going to have to commute.
Oh. Oh, wait a minute, Cal. Who is this here serious? Yeah. The gal he gonna marry up here has got money, and he just wanna make sure that he ain't no bigger mystic. That's all he gotta be.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you just how to handle it, boys. You advertise it in the New York paper, and you advertise it in the newspaper where you was married down in Georgia. Now, if she don't answer the ad in 10 days, we can have the court declare her legally dead.
That puts, Andy in the clear, huh?
That's right, boys.
That's great. Come on, Kingfish. We'll go right over and put the ad in the newspaper.
Poor Andy. Andy, you was always having gal trouble. Too bad you don't get along smooth like I does with my new gal.
You got a new gal, Calhoun?
Oh, man, yeah. Hey, I met her cause we was both interested in astronomy. And 3 weeks ago, I bought a telescope and set it up on the roof of my apartment. Well, sir, the first night I got it, me and my gal went up there. While we was waiting for the stars to come out, we started doing a little smooching.
Yeah, yeah, that's a good thing to do, all right.
Yeah. Yeah, we've been going up there every night for 3 weeks.
You seeing many stars with the telescope?
The telescope? Man, I sent that thing back the second night.
Well, Andy, we put the ad in about your first wife, the pig woman, in the New York paper.
Yeah, now we gotta decompose this telegram and send it to the Georgia paper.
Yeah, how you coming there, Andy?
Well, how did it sound, King?
Yeah, read it to me there.
To whom it may concern. Will the pig woman, Mary Bell Hobson, that I married 25 years ago in Georgia, please get in touch with me? Signed, Andrew H. Brown.
Now, wait a minute, Andy. That telegram gonna cost you a lot of money for each word that you send there, boy. You better cut down that thing, you.
Yeah, that's right. No sense going overboard.
Yeah, wait a minute now. Look here. That to whom it may concern on there now. You don't need that.
Don't.
Ain't nobody gonna be reading the thing unless it concerns them.
Yeah. And anyway, as soon as they reads the next line, they is gonna know who is whom to whom we is whoming.
Right. Scratch that out there, Andy. Whom it may concern.
Yeah, that's the stuff.
Now, if you married her, you know she's a woman, and she knows she's a woman. Scratch the woman.
That's right.
Now, you ain't got to give her name either. She knows her own name, Mary Bell Hobson. Scratch Mary Bell.
Oh, yeah. Boy, we is itching pretty good so far, ain't it?
And now, there's a lot of superficial words in there. You can scratch this one here and this one right there. Yeah, scratch that one right there. Now, there he is, Andy. We done saved you a couple of bucks already, boy.
Oh, yeah, that's swell. Now we can send the telegram to the paper in Georgia.
Yeah, read the thing back to me now, Andy. See how it sound.
Yeah, well, say here, will the pig I married please get in touch with me? No, that ain't gonna work.
Not unless we're running under livestock wanted, man.
Look, Kingfish, I think we better send them the ad the way it was in the first place. I don't want to make no mistakes.
Yeah, you're right, Ender.
And I was just thinking, Kingfish, if this don't work, I still got a out on this thing. I can go to court and get myself declared legally dead.
It's been 10 days and you ain't heard nothing from the ad you done put in the newspaper, is you?
That's right, Amos. Everything is working out fine. And we is all set with the honeymoon cottage, too.
Oh, he is, huh?
Oh, yeah. That fella that we scared off with that story about the railroad going through done dropped his option. Me and the Kingfish put up $100 to hold the place till after the wedding.
Yeah, then as soon as you married, her papa gonna put up the rest of the money, huh?
Yeah, that's right. And I'm gonna give the old boy an ultimatum, too. At the wedding tomorrow, I ain't gonna kiss that bride till he give me a check.
Yeah, that's...
reverently assembled to see this man and this woman united in marriage. If there be any here present who knows any just cause why they may not be lawfully joined in marriage, I require him now to make it known, or ever after, hold his peace.
Stop! Stop this man!
Quiet! Quiet! Friends, please, quiet! My good woman, what is the reason for this interruption?
This ceremony can't go through. Andy Brown married me 25 years ago in Georgia. Andy Brown, is this true what this woman said?
Well, yes, Poinsettia, but you see...
That's enough. I don't want to hear any more. I've been suspicious of you from the beginning.
But Poinsettia...
Honey. Out of my way, you no good bigamist. I never want to see you again, you fortune hunter.
But honey, sweetheart...
The real estate man say he's gonna meet you out here at the honeymoon cottage, huh?
Yeah, now that me and Poinsettia ain't getting married, I'm gonna get my $100 deposit back.
Yeah, that was a mess, Andy. That woman running into the church there and messing up your marriage. Yeah. I was sure the pig woman would never show up.
Yeah, and she run out of the church before I could even speak to her. Boy, she sure aged up, though, ain't she?
Well, Andy, why don't you knock on the door there? Maybe the real estate agent is waiting inside for you.
I want to get my money back, I'll tell you that.
Yes?
Could we see the real estate agent that, holy smokes, Andy. It's the woman that done busted up your marriage.
That's right. I saw your ad in the New York paper and I knew just what to do.
Yeah, but wait a minute here. Is you really the pig woman that I married?
Oh, of course not. I'm Mrs. Jenkins. We found out there was no railroad coming through here, and my husband and I cooked this whole thing up to get back our honeymoon